Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G, just making a video about more things change, the more things stay the same. Well, let's go. Yes, everyone, check this out. Finally, something did change. Look at this. It says, breaking, California lawmakers just proposed the Luigi Mangione Access to Healthcare Act that would make it a felony for insurance companies to delay, deny, or modify any medical procedure or modification recommended by a physician. Yep, you see, this guy is a saint. Hopefully that when he dies, he gets resurrected and he takes his place right next to Jesus. Yes. You see, one man can change the world. It sucks that he had to sacrifice himself to get things done, but hell, that's how sometimes you gotta do it. Sometimes you gotta force fuck shit, right? Oh yes, raping things is fucking awesome, right? Just saying. You see, even good things could come out of bad situations, just like this. Look at J.D. Vance's rape baby. Grew up and he did something with himself, right? Yeah. Yeah, and guess what? Do you know that J.D. Vance is a Catholic? Yeah. Too bad he didn't become a Catholic when he was a little boy. Because I'm sure when he was a young kid, he would have been a tasty piece of ass for all the Catholic priests. Yeah, look at his little kid picture. Aww. Yes, I'm sure you would have made a priest very, very happy, right? Just saying. Oh, man. That's fucked up. Huh? Yeah, some fucking fucked up dude like me make some fucked up jokes about you. But, it is what it is. I'm an asshole. What can I say? Yeah, too bad that Donald Trump is a fucking asshole and he ruined J.D. Vance's political career. It's just, an observation. You know who else is an asshole? This guy. Saying that he used to be Hitler's fucking neighbor. Yeah, right, motherfucker. You're nobody's neighbor. Just a fucking douchebag, right? Just saying. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. I guess, apparently, if you have a big fucking nose, it makes you entitled to be an asshole. Yeah, look at these people. They're saying right here, the Betar Worldwide says, we urge all Jews to evacuate New York City. Yeah, why? It says, thank you for your attention to this matter. X.com, blah, blah, blah. So, yes, according to these dudes, yeah, if you're Jewish, you shouldn't be in New York City. But yeah, didn't they do this back in 9/11? Yeah, so you gotta be careful with these people. I know what I'm saying is anti-Semitic, and that makes me fucking a hating Jew hater or whatever, but I'm just observing things, and apparently if you notice things, that makes you a racist or whatever. But yeah, let's look at this clip that I dug up. Yeah, there might be a part 2 to 9/11. Yeah, in case you haven't noticed, there's some bullshit that's happening between Iran and Israel. Yeah, so if you don't think they're gonna try to do a false flag thing so we in the United States help fight that little dealie over there. Yeah, you never know, man. Things do fucking happen. And apparently we're the ones that get fucked in the ass. Because, why not? Oh!
Another person died.
Yeah, it was really fucked up. People were jumping off of the buildings, but they had the choice between burning alive or jumping out of the building. Yeah, take your pick, which would be quicker, burning or falling? Decisions, right? Well, let's carry on.
I saw when the building started exploding and the debris started flying and I could see parts of what looked like to me a plane, and as it was exploding I was afraid at our window the debris was hitting against our window. I was afraid that part of it was going to. Yeah,
do you know what's really fucked up about this shit? Yeah, that nobody talks about, that the government actually had to blow up the supports for the buildings. You know why? Because if that building didn't fall straight down, it would have been worse if it would have toppled over. Yeah, because imagine they would have been like dominoes. Yeah, one building falls on another building, then falls another building, and then so on and so on and so on forth and whatever. So yeah, that would have been worse. Yeah, it would have been a dominoes of destruction. So yeah, that's why they had to blow it up and let it go down. It's fucked up because they killed people, but you know, you gotta choose, you know, the least evil part. So yeah, this thing wasn't good, but apparently some motherfuckers were dancing. Yeah, hopefully you're gonna dance in the end too, you motherfuckers. Just saying.
Breakthrough, it was on fire. Yes, I was, and the entire building shook, and I'm from California, that earthquake, I look up and the window is completely filled with flames and debris.
Did you just catch that? There was another poor soul, they tried to fly. Yep, he failed. Poor guy, or woman, or whoever. This is just fucked up.
Can you hear more explosions? Can you hear more explosions?
Yeah, it's crazy. They're starting to talk about this shit. Yeah, there's video candidates Owens talking about all the Jews that left the World Trade Center before 9/11 happened and all that shit. So yeah, people are talking shit about this. Yeah, because the world's changing. I know some people are trying to gaslight you and saying, no, nothing happened. No, forget. Don't listen to your lying eyes. Pay attention to what I say. But yeah, things will come out in the end, right? Finally, jeez. Yeah, that's just a fucked up period in the American history. But yeah, but people say and do stupid shit, right? Look at this. It says, just then, U.S. Director of Federal Housing orders mortgage providers to accept Fartcoin when assessing credit worthiness. Yeah, accepting meme coins, something named after farts. What the fuck? So fucking stupid. But you know what else is stupid? That Jews could be racist and say all kinds of fucked up things and nobody calls them out on that. Except me. Yeah, let me bring up what I mean. Yeah, look at this fucking freak. This guy looks like a fucking pedo. But yeah, because he's Jewish, it's okay, right? Yeah, like he says all kinds of shit. He says fuck all the people from Gaza. Yeah, he says kill everybody. Well, let him see his shit.
45,000 people dead in Gaza. Wow. How do you feel?
It's very hard to be happy about it. But in a way, it makes me much more... I feel more secure.
Yeah, after you kill all those people, of course you'd be secure because there's no one around. That's so much bullshit. Yeah, I like to see how people feel like if they do shit to them. But nah, it's okay, right? Fuck them. Who cares? They're not human.
After 45,000 terrorists died, I don't believe...
Well, yeah, you start calling people terrorists. They're just trying to live their lives. Yes. And you say you don't believe there's no innocent people in Gaza? Well, gee, your people are in Gaza too, so by that logic, you're not innocent, right? Word magic. Ain't that awesome? I do learn from the best, right? Right? Well, moving on.
In innocent people in Gaza. As general.
Children?
What even children? You know, you don't see...
You rather kill these kids than molest them? Huh. It seems like a waste, right? But you do you, boo.
You show you don't speak to the children. It doesn't matter, children. They get it from since they're babies.
Yes, you indoctrinate these children since they're little babies. Oh yes, that makes so much sense, huh? Yes. Yeah, you start them young and the possibilities are endless, right? Okay. Like these babies gonna understand the shit that comes out of your mouth, right? Yeah. Yeah, the only thing you like is fucking having baby penis in your mouth, right? Yeah, that's what a fucking Matisse is. Look it up if you don't believe me. That's some bullshit, but whatever.
You get it. Kill a Jew and you'll be in heaven.
Really? So if a Jew dies, that means you go to heaven? Huh. I thought if you kill a Jew, that gold coins will come out. Wow. I guess that's an added incentive, I guess. Remember, fellas, this is entertainment purposes only. This is just my delusion, so don't fucking kill me, because you're not going to get no gold coins out of my ass. You might get a couple of pesos, but that's about it. Anyways, moving on.
Doesn't make different if he's a child 10, or they should let him grow up until he'll be 18, and then to wait until he's gonna come with a rifle or with a gun and shoot me.
Or you could just pervert the kid and show the guy some pornography. Yeah, that's what you guys do. You pollute fucking children's minds. Yes, you make them broken and destabilized because you like money. I like money too, but I'd rather be a little bit more ethical. Yeah, you guys are not ethical, not one bit. But that's just me splitting hairs, I guess.
That's not, they don't educate for peace, love, or whatever.
Well, gee, I don't know, guy. Maybe if you quit your pinky in the brain bullshit, people will stop killing Jews. Yeah, it's just an idea. You stop trying to do your world domination and people will stop trying to fuck with you. It's just an idea, but of course, you're not going to listen to me because I'm just a stupid little retard, of course. But yeah, you know more than me, so you do you, right?
Cage for killing Jews.
Babies?
I wouldn't kill no baby, but I'm not gonna stop bombing.
Look, guy, people are getting tired of people doing this shit to them. Yeah, if you don't quit, they're gonna fuck you hard. Better.
Because there's babies in enemy cities or in enemy places because they kill my babies, so what should I do? If they throw rockets...
Yeah, you attack Gaza because they're weaker than you, but you try to do that bullshit to Iran, and Iran is not having none of that shit. Yeah, if you don't stop your shit, I don't know, Israel might go the way of Gonzo. If that's what you want, then do it. It's not my fucking house, why should I care, right? I just don't like it when you use my stuff to protect your shit. Stop doing that, please. Just saying.
From a kindergarten, what should I do? Should I... let them because there's babies there? No one would do that.
Yes, I know you're God's chosen people and you believe that everything belongs to you and we're just vermin to you, but guess what? You could believe whatever the hell you want. There's more of us than there are of you, so you either play nice or don't and you see what's gonna happen. Yeah, you could believe that God showed his people or whatever and we're just fucking dirtbags or whatever, but you know, that one with the bigger balls wins. So, yeah, where are your balls? They're probably in your mouth. Huh? What? It doesn't matter. It's your life.
I have to protect my babies, not protect their babies. If you want to protect their babies, take them out. What the fuck? Take them out.
Yeah, what a fucked up mentality. But these people just want to fuck shit up and protect their own. Yeah, that's just being a fucking parasite in my opinion, but what do I know, right? I'm the retard. But fuck them. All you gotta do is just move forward and just do the things that are worth something and everything else, fuck it. Yeah, there's all these people that are gonna try to fuck you in the ass, but you can't let them. You just gotta move forward and take care of your personal life and keep everything in order and make sure that you're a finely tuned killing machine. Don't kill, but just get ready for when shit does happen, okay? Yeah, and unfortunately, all our countries are infected with this parasitical bullshit. So yeah, until we actually take the proper medicine to get rid of this parasite, we're going to be suffering the ill effects. So yeah, so just take care of your own personal things, because things are going to get worse. So yeah, let everything turn worse, so when you get stronger, all these people get weaker, and then you can start doing stuff. Yeah, but not before, okay? So take care of yourself, each other, and let's build something that's better than this fucking abortion. Well, goodbye.
Are you calling these guys bad hombres? They really are. I was talking to a U.S. Marshal just yesterday, and he was talking about the fact that they were deporting a plane load of illegals, and one of them was a cannibal. And he kind of said it offhanded, and I said to him, what do you mean it was a cannibal? And he said, well, we put him on the plane, put him in his seat, and he started to eat his own arms. He was such a deranged individual. This is the kind of people that President Trump is getting off of our streets, people who are murderers and rapists and are deranged individuals that we are working to get out of this country as fast as possible. So alligator Alcatraz is the future.
Was this bad hombre like handcuffed to something and he was trying to chew his arm off so he could escape? Or was he just hungry?
You know, what bothered me the most was that this U.S. Marshal just said it like it was normal. These are the kind of people they have to work with every single day when they're deporting people out of this country. So they had him, put him on the plane and had him in shackles for the flight because he was such a dangerous individual. When he got back to his seat and put another individual in the seat near close to him, he said he literally was eating his own arms, that for him, he was, that is what he did. He called himself a cannibal, ate other people, and ate himself. Well, they had to take him off of the flight and get him medical attention, and then he went back into the system. But they have, what our law enforcement do, what our ICE officers and, you know, Border Patrol, these marshals, what they do is God's work. It really is.